Hiya, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton. We've been losing a few of our big names, a few of our big stars from this podcast recently, and we thought the fans might not be happy. The latest is Glenn Price. We've lost him to the club, gone but never forgotten. R.I.P. Glenn Price. But we've replaced him with another big star. We've got James Pearson from the Liverpool Echo, and I'm also joined again by the One for the Future answer to Gerrard and Carragher, two big One club men. I'll let you decide between you which one's which.
There's some really good PR going out here, considering it. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I've got an announcement to make. I'm gonna be
live on air.
Yeah. No, I'm not really.
Oh, good. Hopefully, keep this group together for a little while at least before the club come and steal a few more from us. But in terms of what the young lads have been up to then since we last recorded, the under-23s actually haven't played for a month, which I didn't know until Gibbo reminded me just before this, which is ever professionalism from me. But since we last recorded, though, their record has been 3 wins, 1 loss. Obviously, nothing really to play for them at this stage of the season. The under-18s, on the other hand, have advanced to the finals of the FA Youth Cup. They're 3 points off first in the league. They could have gone top with a win over Derby a few weeks ago, but 3 points off, no mean feat at all. And they're out of the UEFA Youth League, which they've been advancing through until recently. What I want to do today, gents, is to sort of look at the wider picture of the academy and particularly with the under-18s been playing this season and their sort of success. Compare that and sort of measure it in terms of the way the under-23 has been playing as well and also the sort of relevance of it all. So, James, I'll come to you first. One thing we have done a lot on this podcast in recent times is sort of compare the two teams in terms of on-the-pitch success, and we've maybe been a bit scathing of the under-23s in terms of the sort of entertainment value they've provided compared to the under-18s, but I sort of want to ask the question in terms of how important is it at this level for them, for, you know, these lads to be winning games? Do you think it's more sort of out of habit for them, or maybe it's in terms of finding that rhythm because they're obviously using some of the tactics and ideas that are coming down from the first team? Is it important that they maintain that sort of winning habit?